welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, the Peabody Award-nominated program coming your way Sundays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., Monday mornings at 1 a.m., streaming live at richarddugan.com and newspress.com. And we archive the programs at richarddugan.com, the radio show's page. Check it out. You can basically listen to all of the interviews that we've done going back to September of 2007. And we encourage you to do that because there's lots of good information. We also link to our guests' websites. So we certainly hope that you will go to their website and see what else they have to offer in addition to what they have shared here on this program. This is Tell Me Your Story, and we delve into all kinds of different things each week as we talk about ways in which we are making this world a better place. And return guests to our program, going back to about, I think, 2012, returns to our program here on Tell Me Your Story today. Edith Nam, and she has produced quite a number of things. She's very much involved in education. She was a counselor as well as a certified specialist in handwriting analysis. Boy, Edith, I could have used you back in grade school to figure out what in the world was going on with me. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you. I welcome and appreciate the opportunity to return.
Well, you have something new that's available for people to listen to. It's called A Journey to Miles of Smiles, Health and Wellness. It's a unique, ideal health plan for all ages, and it's even cheaper than the affordable health care plan.
Yes. And I mean every word that's on the title of the CD. Interestingly enough, this is the audio companion to the book that we spoke about 2 years ago,
which was entitled Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifetime. And you co-wrote that with Rita Kaufman at that time.
That's right.
And we're very excited about this because this deals with a subject that we've talked about many times on this program and even during our interview back in 2012 regarding the power of words that a lot of folks just and I have to say that the one example that comes to mind that really, I think, exemplifies what we're going to be talking about today is political campaigns and where the candidates in the early stages, pre-primary, they are saying all kinds of outlandish things about the other guys and gals. I mean, just the most horrific things. It's just unbelievable. You know, I mean, short of they kill babies and eat them for dinner. Mm-hmm. And then the primary rolls around and one or whatever it is, two of them win, what have you. And they say, okay, let's all join hands from all of the different factions and let's go out and beat the other guys. Mm-hmm. And they go through the general election process, and they basically do the same thing. They say all kinds of horrific things. The general election rolls around. One person wins. Let us all join hands, sing kumbaya, and let's all work for a better America. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here thinking, wait a minute, but what about all that stuff that you said about these other guys during the campaign? I mean, didn't you mean that? Oh, hey, that's just politics. Mm-hmm. And the thought that came to me, Edith, is it's not just politics. They said the words, and either they meant them or they didn't.
That's right. And that is why I'm passionate about understanding the energy power of words. So you're very much expressing what causes me to be passionate about people becoming aware of words.
Now, as we come into this world as infants, obviously we don't come into this world speaking. We don't know the given language of the family and the country in which we are born. We have to learn that language. We have to learn those words.
Yes, yes.
The problem is we're learning it from adults who have been, I'll use the word, bombarded by a lot of negative messages.
Yes, yes, yes.
So how do we as adults, when interacting, especially with, let's just say, infants, and I have to say, a comedian by the name of Steve Martin said many years ago when he was putting out albums and things, he says, you really want to screw up a kid? Talk wrong around him. And his example was Mamu dog face to the banana patch.
Mm-hmm.
And things of this nature. Well, something tells me that the negative messages and the words that we use around children actually are pretty much paramount to, you know, talking wrong around children.
Yes, yes, yes. And this is very much on the topic of what we're going to discuss during our hour together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes. This is what I am passionate about, making people aware of the emotional power of words, because it's the words that you choose to use,
mm-hmm.
and I use the word choose, to use positively or negatively affect your health and state of well-being, because words generate positive or negative emotional energy. It, and I do not exaggerate, it takes one word, positive or negative, a fraction of a second to affect your emotional state of well-being and change biochemically, change your heart rate, your blood pressure, your breathing, and your digestion. And people are not aware of it. This is what my campaign and my mission is, to raise awareness of the power of words, to learn what's going on in your brain and your body systems every second of your life. And, of course, you mentioned I am a certified specialized handwriting analyst to learn the right, and I'm saying W-R-I-T-E, way to train your brain to drain the pain that's caused by emotional stress. By emotional stress, I'm talking about the feelings of anger, fear, and sadness. And also, I want to introduce positive energy power aerobics, PEP aerobics, which are safe, simple, specific exercises that's going to free your mind from fear and empower you to feel self-confident. Set reasonable, achievable goals, and establish healthy, satisfying relationships. And learn how doodling two dots in a curve is the fun way to instantly relieve your stress from head to toe. And to learn the motivational self-text messages for leading a productive, healthy life. And it all starts with words, because words are the roots for all your thoughts. And what you think affects what you believe. And what you believe affects your attitude. And your attitude influences how you act. How you act influences your relationships with others. Yes, yes, words are the roots. And it's all in your head, in the brain. And I have simplified complex thoughts and concepts so that people will understand what starts you on a PEP health plan, positive energy power, or what keeps you on TNT, toxic negative thinking plan. And I don't refer to it as a health plan, but to understand that you have the choice, understand how to recognize what are positive messages, what are negative. I will always say at home to others too, when they're saying and commenting, what's the message? I want people to understand it's either positive or it's negative. And it's important because negative messages and experiences generate fear and anger and anxiety and failure and low self-esteem. When you are receptive and recognize positive messages and experiences, that generates confidence, hope, enthusiasm, success, and high self-esteem. I am not available to receive negative messages because energy is highly contagious. I don't want to be contaminated. I don't want to be exposed to negativity. There is too much negativity in this whole world. And being aware of the effectiveness of words guides you as to what you will spend your time doing and helping yourself to be on the PEP health plan. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And it sounds to me like you either don't watch a lot of television or movies and what have you, or
right.
you are extremely selective about those things that you, I'll say, through your five senses, that you take into your body.
Yes, yes, yes.
Your environment.
Very sensitive.
Yeah.
I have been in love with the power of words for over 72 years. And, that may be a startling statement, but I'm referring to the fact that I fell in love with the power of words in high school. And that is what has motivated me to want to do only to teach. That's what I have been doing. I'm still teaching. I, of course, was a guidance counselor in a junior high after a few years of teaching. And I became the certified specialized handwriting analyst when I was confronted with a diagnosis of thyroid cancer. And I loved every minute, every second that I spent in my home away from home, which was school. And I felt that I couldn't any longer take on the job of being the only guidance counselor in a junior high, especially since I was over 65. So I decided it was time to retire. And that's when I... you see, that was unfortunate, the diagnosis. What was fortunate is it gave me an opportunity to pursue what I have been interested in for over 50 years, and that was handwriting analysis. And so I was certified by the University of Texas, and that opened up the missing piece that I have been looking for, because that's what made me aware of what effective the brain is in every single aspect of your life. I will provide some fascinating experiences about the brain if you think you'd like to hear.
Oh, absolutely. We'll certainly get into that, because that's an extremely important part of it as well. But I do find it very interesting that in spite of all of the dialogue that I've heard over the years from both political and religious circles about how powerful words are, and yet the words that are chosen sometimes are so they're so mean-spirited.
Yes.
It's like, I can't believe you said that, and you're a member of the clergy, or you're here representing your constituents. I don't understand this. And even within the educational system, after I graduated from high school, moved on to junior college and on to the rest of my life, I lost track of the educational system until I reached my 40s. And then I started hearing stories about bullying. And and I thought, wait a minute, I remember bullying when I was growing up, because I was the recipient. I could have sworn we had outgrown it. We had moved beyond it. And yet here we were talking about it. And we're still talking about it, because it's still going on. But
yes.
You used a word, that I wanted to touch upon in terms of this whole aspect of the power of words, as well as tying in the handwriting issue in the modern age of texting.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of what you're talking about, okay, how do you address that subject in light of the power of words with acronyms and emojis, as they call them, and so on? I mean, even your smiley face is what they call, I believe it's called an emoji. Where's the power in that? Where do you see it, or do you not see it?
I do see it. I do see it. I do see it. Because I will be sharing with you fascinating facts about the most dynamic processing center in the universe. I'm talking about the powerful personal computer that never sleeps. I'm talking about your unique brain. And from the first day to the last day of your life, your brain receives, organizes, and distributes all information that you see, hear, smell, taste, touch, and experience. Your brain is involved in every part of your life. All your thoughts, all your feelings, all your actions that take place every second in your entire lifetime. Your brain is in charge of all your vital functions. Your brain is made up of a network of billions of neurons. Those are brain cells. And each neuron has quadrillion connections to other cells in the body. It's constantly busy receiving and sending electrical and chemical signals to your body organs, nerves, muscles, and tissues. And the information travels at the speed of 60 miles an hour. And that brain weighs only 3 pounds. That brain never sleeps even when you're resting because it has a night job to do, which is to repair and rejuvenate and re-energize you when you're sleeping. It is a magnificent thing. And I will always say I love, I honor, and I respect my brain. And it doesn't compare to the PCs that are on for sale. Because it does constantly determine where and what and how the connections are going to be made, we have in the brain various lobes. Each lobe has its own job and responsibilities. And what I, well, anyone who is listening to the CD or reading the book will begin to understand that when it is a message to be had, it is the brain that interprets whatever it receives. And as a result, these experiences that we have are filed under two programs, either PEP or TNT. It's so smart in contacting what we call the autonomic nervous system, which has two branches, the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. And when these are filed, they're filed, as I said, under the PEP plan or under the TNT. And the impact that it has is tremendous because, excuse me, I try to tell people in simple concepts what's going on in your autonomic nervous system every second of your life, because your autonomic nervous system regulates and monitors your automatic body functions. That means your digestion, your breathing, your heartbeat, and your blood pressure. So when you experience stress to situations that can anger or irritate or frighten or confuse you, your brain transmits this information to the autonomic nervous system. It's your sympathetic nervous system that responds to stressful, dangerous situations and contacts the body systems that supply the energy needed to handle short-term emergencies. I'm emphasizing the word short. After the emergency has passed, your parasympathetic nervous system releases the feeling-good endorphins, the hormones, to calm your body systems down and to keep your body systems functioning with optimum efficiency so that you can feel calm, cool, comfortable, and enjoy good health. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Now, the consequences of being on the sympathetic nervous system at prolonged stress, what does it do to your body? It weakens your immune system. That lowers your body's resistance to disease. The immune system is your army to protect you against bacteria, viruses, and illnesses. So it's weakened because it is overused. You have an exhausted endocrine system that overloads your body with stress hormones, creating hormonal imbalance and pain in variable, vulnerable parts of your body. Again, it's stress hormones that creates imbalance. So an overworked sympathetic nervous system causes excessive muscle tension and pain in the face and the neck and the chest and the back and the arms and the legs. Does that sound familiar to complaints that we have?
A little too much. A little too familiar.
And it affects your digestive system because there's a shutdown that interferes with food absorption. That's causing depletion of vitamins and minerals and proteins that are essential for the formation of muscles, hormones, bones, brain, and nerve cells. That means even if you're making the best selection of healthy foods for your body, you're under stress, you are not benefiting from it at all because your digestive system is not working. It's shut down to accommodate emergencies that are overextended. In addition, it interferes with your elimination of toxic waste. So you're building up lots of toxicity. You're not able to sleep. You're excessively fatigued, and you're unable to concentrate. I have said for many, 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 many years, there are illnesses that are linked to intense, prolonged stress and tension, such as allergies, backaches, diabetes, digestive disorders, heart disease, hypertension, respiratory illness, skin disorders, and tension headaches. And I have a campaign where I want to put a cap on the word chronic. That word is our enemy. Chronic emotional stress and chronic illness. If we can eliminate that, we're well ahead. And we're functioning very well on PEP. How does that sound to you?
Works for me. We could do with the elimination of a lot of other words as well, but that's a good place to start. I know that other words and the way that they are used or even pronounced for that matter can make a big difference. Dis-ease as opposed to disease. Because really that's what it is. The body is not at ease.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so you're basically concluding, based upon what we're talking about here today, that when we begin the conscious process of choosing the words that we utter, or for that matter, as you've already elucidated, to that we think before we utter and so forth, that can go a long way to changing both our attitudes as well as our health, physical, mental, emotional, as well as I'm sure spiritual. And then that in turn will affect those around us.
Oh yes.
I'm sure you've used the example before of, or even questioned people as to whether or not they recall ever walking into a room, which is empty. But when they walked into this room, it had a strange feeling about it.
Yes.
And just moments prior, there had been a group of people who maybe had just had, a knockdown, dragout argument of some sort, and so on. And the energy is still very palpable in that room.
Yes.
So.
And I might also add that if you are under the sympathetic nervous system, when I mentioned the word breathing, you are a shallow breather, which means you are not able to take deep breaths. And deep breathing is essential for providing oxygen to the brain and the body. So what you are functioning, well, you know, when I say you, I mean anyone.
In plural sense, yes.
That when you are functioning on carbon dioxide, you are not supplying the energy, the oxygen that your every cell in your body needs. You can only do deep breathing if you're on PEP, positive energy power. So I strongly recommend that you do deep breathing because it diffuses anger, fear, anxiety, sadness, and it restores inner biochemical balance. And it is essential. It is essential in order to energize and feel that you can take positive action.
We're talking with Edith Nam, and she is here to discuss a lot of different things, but in particular, a new CD that's out that's available for you, A Journey to Miles of Smiles, Health and Wellness, a unique, ideal health plan for all ages. And we encourage you to check it out. We'll be giving you the website here. It's ShareASmileAmbassadors.com. That is, by the way, there's a hyphen, share-a-smile-ambassadors.com. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. We'll be right back.
Tell me your stories. I'll do my best to understand you.
Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Thanks so much for joining us. We're continuing our conversation with Edith Nam. She is the creator of A Journey to Miles of Smiles, Health and Wellness, a unique, ideal health plan for all ages. And that website I want to give out one more time here is Share a Smile Ambassadors. That's share-a-smile-ambassadors.com. And we encourage you to go to the website as well and check out all of the other things that are available.
And my other website is enam.com.
Enam, that's N-A-M-M. double M.com. By the way, this is an audio companion to the book we talked about a few years back called Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Life. I have to say that this concept, in a general sense, Edith, this has been around for a long, long time, but it seems like as time goes on, we seem to be getting this same message, but it's each time it's a little bit more refined. It's a little bit more focused in that context. And it seems to me that what you're offering is a very focused type of program. I mean, it incorporates many different attributes as well.
Yes, and I'm smiling as you keep using one of my favorite words, which is focus.
Ah.
Yes, yes, yes. It's important to know what to focus. You know, there's a constant cry for, we got to have a change. Well, that's not specific. What kind of change are you talking about? I say change to a positive mindset. That word makes for a difference in direction. When you say that you want to change, what is it you can change? That has never been clarified. I say it's TBA. TBA is the text message that means your thoughts, your beliefs, and your own actions. What you think and what you believe determines what you achieve. So my message is think TBA. That's what you can change. You can change your own thoughts. You contain your own actions and your own reactions to people, situations, and events. You see, just to say change is a very general. I'm big on specifics, and that clarifies things and gives you an easier direction in which to move Does that make sense?
It does indeed. And I have to elucidate as well on something that I learned, I think it was in biology class, I don't know, maybe it was in high school, about how it takes fewer muscles to smile than it does to frown.
That's true.
Which I thought was a very interesting fact, to say the very least.
Yes, it is. And I say that's one easy way to have a natural facelift and save yourself a visit to the plastic surgeon.
I like
because
that.
The power of a smile. Now, you said using the words, the message in the letters of the word smile. S stands for sending your self-esteem soaring. M stands for makes frowns disappear, because you can't smile and frown at the same time. The I inspires inspiration and imagination. The L leads to lots of laughter, and the E positively energizes every single cell in your body. The power of a smile is the universal symbol for kindness. And I have been known on many, many, many occasions that when someone makes a referral to me, whether it's professional or not, does that person smile a lot? That's exposure to positively energize people. And you can always tell by the smile that they're wearing. And I say wholeheartedly, wherever you are, north, east, west, or south, seek positive exposure. It's much more fun. And it does take more muscles to frown. Besides the fact, you're going down to gloom. Your happy feelings soaring. It can't do both. And a smile belongs with pep. That's on that menu. When you're frowning, you're on TNT. You can't have both programs operating at the same time.
Well, that's very true. It's multitasking from that standpoint doesn't work. It's not a question of learning how to do it. You can't, because it's not possible to do both at the same time.
Exactly. And another reason I believe on focusing, I focus on what it is that are the key issues that we should be concerned with. And the F stands for F-letter words, food, feelings, facts, fun, and favorites. And the O stands for optimism and open-mindedness. And the C is for constructive, consistent change. And the U stands for understanding, and understanding the consequences of being on TNT. And S stands for success, self-esteem, and the strategies that get you there. And that is what are the key issues for positively energizing your brain and your body that we should focus on. So it is one of my favorites. Another favorite positive energy word is unique. If we all understood what the word unique means, we would be less stressed, to say the least, because unique stands for one of a kind. There is no other like it. And that applies to also what happens as far as anything in the past or anything that is going to happen, because anything that has happened, even as short a time as a second ago, cannot be repeated in the same identical way. Because when you have energy moving around inside you as well as on the outside, these internal and external dynamic changes taking place every second does not allow for anything to remain the same. So there's no set of circumstances that ever repeat themselves in the same identical way. And each human being is unique. Each one has his or her own unique features, their own biochemical profile, personality traits, experiences, beliefs, viewpoint, fingerprints, and handwriting style. So no one is or can be exactly like anyone else. And you are not what you were yesterday. You are what you are today. And what you are today is going to determine tomorrow. So the word unique is a very comforting word. You don't have to be bothered by anything that has already happened. You can't change it. You don't have to worry about what's going to be because we don't have a crystal ball and we are not fortune tellers and you cannot tell what's going to happen from moment to moment. So why do you spend your time and energy on the present? Because that's the only time changes can be made, in the powerful present. That's where the action is. And today's action gives you the foundation for your future. So what change means, it begins with what you choose to stop and what you choose to start. And it begins with the words you choose to use and the words you choose to lose. And I can cite some samples of how you can immediately, when you become weary and wary of TNT messages, you can reverse it instantly going to THT. You know, I have problems besides all the cancers that I've had that cause a lot of pain, muscle pain, bone pain, nerve pain, and I am very sensitive to medication. So I cannot take any of the medication management availability. And so the doctor will say to me, well, how are you handling all the pain? I said, I'm on THT. And he looks at me in astonishment. He says, what's that? I said, it's thinking happy, healthy thoughts. He says, does it work for you? I said, it sure does, and it requires a lot of daily attention to it. And I would be very happy to share what are some of my favorite strategies that can help you instantly. But it's important that each one begin to understand, how do you spend your time? Do you focus on what you like or on what you dislike? Do you focus on what is fortunate or what's unfortunate? What is possible or what is impossible? What is pleasant or what is unpleasant? Every second of your life counts, and it's important to become connected to what you are feeling that will determine which plan you are on. Does that, and for example, how many times a day do you say no, not, or never? How many times a day do you say yes, yep, and the up?
Mm-hmm.
And you would be surprised at how many people start and include no, not, never in every single statement that they make.
Wow. I noticed, and I do notice that you, in somewhat of a rhythmic fashion, you have said the word yes. You say it three times.
Yes. Three is, three is a favorite number for me. It's, I keep saying, it's one, two, three for a positive change in me. Mm. And when I say it, it means getting ready, getting set, and go. Your goal to grow, to glow, and to grin. When I say three, one, two, three for change, I'm referring to three different stimulating the brain in three different ways. When you write, when you read, and when you recite, because there are different parts of the brain that get stimulated with which of the processes you decide to use. And I have tried in my pep aerobics to set it up So whether you're reading, you're writing, or you're reciting, you're stimulating the brain. I want it to happen as fast as possible. If you haven't the inclination to write, read, or recite, of course, one can serve very well. But if you can do one, two, three, you're ahead at full speed. Does that make sense?
Indeed it does. You know, some people might be listening to this program, and as much as they are enjoying what you are sharing with us here on the program, and by the way, for those of you just joining us, Edith Nam is my guest, and she is sharing with us her latest work as part of, as she kind of said said off air, part of her legacy to the world, a journey to Miles of Smiles Health and Wellness, a unique, ideal health plan for all ages. As I said, it's much cheaper even than the affordable health care plan. But regardless of what health plan you have, this would be nice to incorporate. But some people might be listening and saying, well, gee, you know, this, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, this sounds similar to this, that, or the other program. Or for that matter, they might say, and this seems awfully, awfully simplistic, almost childlike, if you will. Tell us a little bit about how all of this began for you. I mean, because you didn't come out of the womb, out of your mom's womb, spouting positive words all the time.
That's true. But I have, as I said, enjoyed being aware of the power of words since high school. I remember reading the Reader's Digest and collecting the power of words. Maybe in feeling good about it. I can't tell you, really. It's just something that I have always been intuitive about. Mm. And I don't know. But as I practiced as a guidance counselor, many of these strategies I incorporated. It is when I became aware of the power of the brain and put that together that it culminated, and I just became so passionate that my daughter said, well, why don't you write a book? And I said, I didn't ever think of writing. Well, so P.S., I've written 7 on on the stress management, and I have enjoyed. But I did want to say that when it sounds simplistic. It is simple. No one has really made it possible to see how simple it is. And when you break it down and you understand it and you start performing the pep aerobics, it is dynamic, it is dramatic to see the changes. But when you spoke about the words, when we spoke about how many times you're using negatively prefixed words, mm-hmm. you want to change, focus on the reassuring R action words that can positively empower you to successfully overcome obstacles. I'm talking about relating to relevant, reasonable, realistic words with mm-hmm. a prefix that starts with RE. Those words suggest the message, you can do it again and you have hope. I'm talking about such words as to rebuild, to reconsider, to relax, to reorganize, to refresh, to rejoice, to rectify, to review, to renew, to remedy, to replace, to reschedule, to rethink. And you said you're not born with the words in your mouth. It's very true. But do you remember how many times people will say the terrible twos, all their babies mm-hmm. and children are saying is no, 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 no. Where did they learn it? Mm-hmm. They learned it because the parents, everything that they did in trying to explore and discover, it was no, 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 no. If that's what they learned and that's what they heard, that's what they're going to say. My suggestion is, if there is something that is not preferable, why not just don't say no, but change the subject. If it's something that is dangerous, provide choices of what is enjoyable and preferable and safe. Don't keep repeating, because we are creatures of habit, and when we are reinforcing negative repetition of words, that is what becomes a strong habit. And anything that we have learned, we can relearn. It's a matter of CPR to have healthy choices. And it's at home that they are first learned and exposed.
Well, now, we're talking here, of course, about the English language, and I've shared this story with folks before about my limited knowledge about the Hebrew language, and each of the individual 22 characters having their own legend. They have a numerical rating, a musical tone and vibration, and so on and so forth, and story, if you will. You start putting those letters together into words, and you create a whole new entity, if you will, into sentences, into paragraphs, and so on and so forth. But then when you translate those words, if you will, into another language, you lose all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you are sharing with us a concept that sort of takes us back a little bit to that, even though I'm not aware of the kind of legend or stories behind the 26 letters of our alphabet. But yet you are talking about, with the example that you just gave of words starting with R-E, you are talking about the fact that there is a certain vibrational effect that we will receive when using those words, just those words alone.
That's right. It instantly sets you up into the PEP program, and your voice will change too. And the more you say the PEP words and vocabulary, the stronger will be your voice. Isn't it amazing that your voice changes? How does that happen? Because your brain is sending the messages of how much better you're feeling, and it's reflected in your tone. When you're happy, your voice is higher, it's softer, and it actually has a smile in it. When you're angry, it is loud and raucous and coarse and down to gloom. Your brain has made this detection, and your vocal cords are responding accordingly. Isn't that fantastic?
It really is. My question, though, to you is, how did you discover these words and their respective effects on the human being?
I guess it's all a part of experience and realizing. Well, you know, I think one can say that if you understand why I am featuring the my background in handwriting, it's important to know that when the brain impulses, since I said it directs all that, for the purpose of handwritten communication, your brain retrieves information from the memory data bank, and in a fraction of a second, it sends neuromuscular impulses to your hands and fingers, to your hand. And the hand and the fingers move the pen to record the feelings, the thoughts, and the ideas that your brain wishes to express. The hand is the neuromuscular connection between the brain and the paper. Handwriting is really brain writing. And every handwritten message can show and tell a writer's feelings, inner feelings, at the time the pen is applied to paper. I believe that handwritten communication is the right way to get in touch with the inner feelings of anger, fear, sadness, love, joy, and hope. It's the right way, and I'm spelling it W-R-I-T-E, the right way to effectively increase your positive energy power and experience the feelings of love, joy, contentment, and fulfillment. And one of my goals is that as a result of the book and the CD, that you're learning how to be your own best pen pal, because I have a technique that will show you how to monitor your level of pep energy and level of optimism immediately after putting pen to paper. This is quite dramatic because you can see I'm still teaching the course at Brooklyn College to date. In fact, tomorrow's the last session for the spring.
Mm-hmm.
But if I hand each one 2 pieces of paper, and on one piece of paper, I will say, unlined paper, and I will say, what do you dislike and hate to see, to smell, to touch, applying to all your senses? When you're finished with that, take a look at the next page. What do you love and what do you like? Just sentences of what it is, according to the senses. Now, this takes all of 5 minutes. When they have finished, I show them how to monitor the baseline. That's the line that's formed by your handwritten communication. Place it under the first 2 words. What happens to the last words of the statements? Well, they found, I say to them, first, what you hate and what you dislike, put a number 2 in the upper right-hand corner. What you like, put a 1 in the upper right-hand corner. And I ask them to monitor each of the statements. Tell me what you see. Well, you know, it is the most dramatic, dynamic exercise to behold, because they will say, I can't believe I'm the same person that wrote one page and the other in 5 minutes. And that is the most dramatic thing that proves to me that handwritten messages will tell you and get you directly in touch with your feelings and determine whether you're running low or high on positive energy power. Mm. And if you're running low, what to do to manage your emotional stress, all in the book, all in the CD, so that we avoid chronic emotional stress. Does that sound simple enough?
Yes, it does. I want to let our listeners know once more before we wrap up our program, A Journey to Miles of Smiles Health and Wellness, a unique, ideal health plan for all ages. Edith Nam is my guest. Her website, enamm.com, and you can pick up a copy of both the CD, the book as well, that's also sort of the companion to the CD set, which is basically to change to a positive mindset and extend your lifetime. Before we wrap up the program, Edith, and I don't think I asked you these questions, these final questions in our last interview, so I'll ask them of you now. Who is Edith Nam?
Edith Nam is passionate and dedicated to wanting to share what she thinks can change the world one smile at a time, who is convinced that this is the way to go and it can be done, and it's so essential in a world that is so filled with negativity. I want everyone to learn to live a healthy lifestyle. That's my ambition. That is why I founded the Share a Smile Ambassadors, because of recognizing the power of a smile, the power of words, and also doodling. I'm sincere. I'm dedicated. I'm passionate. And it's what keeps me going through every kind of situation to be handled. And I want to share that with everyone. because you see, learning, it's learning. I want to teach. All I want to ever do is to teach. I have taken a some of the words of "I want to teach the world to sing" in ideal harmony. Not perfect, because perfect is a word to dismiss. And in the CDs and in the book, I explain why it should be retired. Well, I just want to constantly help people to attain what they feel will keep them smiling. I want us to raise generations of listeners and leaders and share a smile ambassadors, and we would have a much better world. I did want to say to you that I mentioned smile doodling, but another favorite word of mine is okay. And anytime you feel any kind of stress, the two letters, O and the letter K, capital letters, you feel any stress is coming, two dots and a curve in it will change it immediately, because doodling smiles relieves emotional stress, and doodling curved shapes can relieve muscle tension. So there's a lot of messages to be had by within the smile doodling as well. But as I say to them in the class, I'm available 24/7. Feel free to call me, because we don't want to extend stressful periods of time. It isn't necessary. But the book is the companion, the CD is the companion, and all you need is to have online paper, pen and paper, and use the guides that are available to you, and we will have a much healthier generation.
Well, you've sort of answered this question. I'm going to ask it just the same. What is it that you hope to or want to achieve through the work that you are doing now?
What do I want to achieve? I want my words to resound throughout the world. That's what I want. I want people to become aware of what it is possible to achieve.
And finally, who inspires you?
Who inspires me? I'm not sure. Well, I have included in the book the many wise words of people whose words I respect and I think are meaningful. So I have it listed from Aristotle and all the way up to the present. I would say that they inspire me as well, or they're in sync with me, and that's why I have included them. Following this Dr. Amen, who has the Amen Clinics, I think I am inspired by, because of his pioneering work as far as the brain is concerned. I respect it, I appreciate it, and I would say that there's a lot to be said about the work he has done.
Edith Nam, I want to thank you for joining us here on the program and sharing your latest work, your latest project and program, A Journey to Miles of Smiles, Health and Wellness. It's been a joy to have you back again, and hopefully in the near future, we'll talk again further about the power of words and smiles and making a positive difference and changes for our world for the better for everyone.
I thank you for having me, and I welcome any return visit. I'm available.
Okay, wonderful. Again, my guest is Edith Nam, and again, it's A Journey to Miles of Smiles, Health and Wellness. I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices. As Edith has already elucidated, it is all about choice. It all is about choice, and we hope that you will begin the process of learning about the myriad choices that are available to you. Until next time, love to all.